from a place hidden deep within Las Vegas, on the 44th floor of the legendary Korean Taco Plant, situated discreetly next to dumpster number 3, a man is on a mission. A mission to bring music and comedy to the world. A mission to introduce the people behind the greatest acts in Las Vegas. A mission to bring you the news like you've never heard it before. A mission to be crazy! It's the Rockin' Comedy Show with your host, Crazy Jay! Along with the mind-blowing talent of his co-host, Paul the Spaz Ferrazza, they bring you special guests, live music, crazy news, and I can't get behind that, along with God only knows what else they'll come up with. And now, here's your host, Crazy Jay!
Man. Now it's showtime. Hey, insert coins, make some noise. We are here to have fun today. Got lots of stuff going on today.
That's right. We love y'all. Keep on drinking. Keep on drinking. Then everybody just gets better looking as we go.
And funnier.
And funnier.
Lots funnier.
Not me. Rebecca gets way better looking as the night goes on.
Actually, she gets worse. She becomes a train wreck by the end of the night.
Ooh, I'm 100% train wreck 100% of the time.
I don't know about you, Rebecca, but we just did this on Friday, and what a night.
Oh, my God. I woke up in my car in the parking lot next to a pawn shop. True story. But guess who didn't drive drunk home?
That's always a good thing.
Who?
You're right. You didn't say
what parking lot.
No, it was the Whiskey Diggs parking lot.
Anyway, we are the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Ooh,
disturbance. And look at that. I like that.
Fantastic.
It wouldn't be the Rockin' Comedy Show if we didn't have a little feedback.
That's right.
Yeah, well, we try to minimize the feedback here on the Rockin' Comedy Show, but we are here at Insert Coins, our first time actually doing a live show here.
Yeah, and it's the first time Rebecca's been down on Fremont Street and not selling herself.
Absolutely.
Not selling herself and completely sold.
But you can insert coins right about here.
Oh, Lord have his mercy.
Wait a minute. You told me that was for the ATM card.
Oh, the ATM is right here.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was confused.
So what do we got going on? It is good for me to be back here this week.
How was the cruise?
The cruise? it was fantastic.
Where did you cruise to?
I went to St. Thomas and St. Martin. I was gigging on a ship. That's right. I perform for a living. Go check out voxaudiogroup.com. Check out voxaudiogroup.com. That's what I do for a living.
I know.
But it's been great. The cruise was fantastic. I go on there one day, I sing, and then I get off and... Actually, I enjoy the rest of the cruise for 5 days.
You worked one day?
One day on the cruise.
How many days were you on the cruise?
7.
What kind of job is that?
You know, right. Someone's got to do it. Someone's got to do it.
But I don't even see a tan on your ass.
But anyway, here at the Rockin' Comedy Show, we're just trying to get, you know, out there to the locals here in Las Vegas. And we have done, you know, 5,000 to 10,000 downloads a day. 20,000 a week.
Because we're huge in Yugoslavia.
Right. We're much bigger in Japan.
Much bigger, yeah. We're much cooler in Japan, too.
But we did over 1 million downloads last year, so now we just want to come out and have fun and show you guys that we know how to party. And we're going to do that because later on tonight, just before we wrap up, the Lipstick Killers are going to be here to perform. And if you haven't seen this group, the keyboard player is the only reason to stick around, guys. She's smoking hot.
I've heard legends about this legendary Asian keyboard player.
I hope it is
an Asian girl that knows how to play piano. Whoa, big deal.
And be hot.
Ooh, Asian girl. Is she good at math?
Are you the Asian girl?
I'm not an Asian girl. I'm married an Asian girl, though.
No, he's the black guy.
I'm the black guy of my group.
Oh.
But anyway, We also want to go around, and we've been trying to do this at events, and it hasn't happened yet, but we want to get some people up here to talk about things they can't get behind.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure everybody in this room has something that they can't get behind.
There
something
has
that
to
pisses
be.
Them off, for God's sakes.
You know, like it's been, you know, since 1989, since I played Pac-Man, and I'm not as good as I used to be. I can't get behind that.
Yeah, that, I mean,
those it's just games not take the practice. Same playing it on Xbox.
No, I mean, but here at InterCoins, they have all the stand-up machines as well as the...
Well, they even have Pac-Man Plus. I didn't know that existed.
It's fantastic. Welcome, everybody. If you're just getting here, we are the Rockin' Comedy Show, and we are here at InterCoins doing a live taping of the Rockin' Comedy Show.
And Jeremiah Suter's here.
Yeah.
He's going to do some stuff for us. And you get to jam out because people like that.
Yeah, we get to jam out and have a good time. So we're looking forward to doing that.
Everybody start thinking about things that you can't get behind, things that piss you off, something that could actually help the world, because we will be coming around and getting your input. So think about it now.
So get out here. You'll get your 2 seconds on the radio, and we'll have a good time.
We're going to have some other fun throughout the show, too, as well. We've got the Crazy 8 Countdown, of course, the top 8 songs about classic video games today, like Frogger's Lament. That's on the countdown.
I mean, I'm a huge video game fan, and this is my first time here at this
place. Yeah, we took pictures of you. You look like a little boy over there with playing
Hey, shut
this
up. I was getting my Street ass Fighter. Handed to me.
This Street is Fighter. Actually the most innovative concept in Las Vegas. I mean, besides the green door. But this place, I mean, who's ever even come up with a concept like this? I mean, most bars are just...
It is brand new. There's no place like it
here
on the Strip.
There's no place like it. I mean, you've got bottle service, and what I like about it is that you can play, but your friends can see how shitty you're doing.
Right. Yeah, they can either cheer you on and at the bar. You can play video games on high-definition screens at the bar, which is a phenomenal thing. They have great drink specials. Even tonight, they're having a great... we're having with Sailor Jerry. Sailor Jerry? Toast
yeah.
with
Ooh,
Sailor,
we love
Jerry.
Sailor Jerry.
Let me explain. When we did the zombie prom, they hosted it. So they're just following us all around.
They are.
Well, fantastic. They're just going to get plowed tonight, and we're going to have a good time here.
So tell us about those drink specials, Fab.
Well, there's an $8 Pirate Paradise. That's right. A $9 SJ and Rockstar. I guess that's Sailor Jerry
and Rockstar. So basically it's wrong.
Oh, I thought that stood for Sexy J.
No, Sexy J and Rockstar. No, it doesn't. So we have a $6 SJ and lemonade and a $6 SJ and cream soda.
That
so
sounds
there
delicious.
Are plenty of things to have tonight, you know, so get yourself a table out here, play lots of video games, and we'll be right back with the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Yeah.
Attention race fans, are you ready for the experience of a lifetime? Come down and experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. Sunday. Located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the Strip, Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheeled rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime. And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get 3 races for $25. How much? I said $25. Oh, my God! Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. You gotta be there!
Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing opens Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.fastlaplv.com or www.rockincomedyshow.com for more details.
1,000 business cards. That's right. 1,000 business cards for $1.
For how much?
$1. 1,000 business cards for $1.
Where's that at?
Identity, branding, graphic design, web design, flyers, posters, photography, vehicle wraps, banners, and more.
Located in Las Vegas.
Call us at 361-0032.
Located near 215 and South Rainbow, near the Best Buy Shopping Center.
Don't forget to call us. 361-0032.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
And we are live here at Insert Coins, and we're going to have some fun today with video game songs, the countdown. We're going to find out what people can't get behind. But speaking of Weird Al, he just released a new album today. It's called Alpocalypse. And we've heard the Lady Gaga parody, but why not a Taylor Swift parody? Here's TMZ, which is a parody of You Belong With Me.
You're sort of famous, a minor celebrity, and so it only makes sense the world would be obsessed with every single thing you do. They're running running round with their camcorders in the night. They're lurking patiently and hoping that they just might see something real embarrassing you do. The bad hair day and sweat stained t-shirt, that's the story that they're gonna feature. With exclusive pics of your flabby behind, you think you're all alone, but that's right when you'll find a bunch of paparazzi popping out of nowhere. Cameras in your face, and then suddenly you're on TMZ. You're on TMZ. Following you when you're walking down the street, and asking stupid questions while you're trying to eat. So you cover your face thinking to yourself, hey, isn't this creepy? And they're out there praying you'll have a big meltdown, and take them on a little car chase through this whole town. They'll be there with you when you're going to jail, first on the scene for every wardrobe fail. You just picked up some transvestite, seconds later it's up on the website. Get a Vegas wedding, a quickie divorce, and they'll be sneaking in, snapping pictures of course. And if they ever catch you picking your nose or stumbling down the street on a drunken spree, you're on TMZ.
We caught this Oscar nominee picking up dog food.
Is that a baby bump?
I pronounce her guilty of leaving the house while fat.
Look who's drinking coffee.
Everything celebrities do is fascinating.
Oh, let me tell you, it's getting to the point where a famous person can't even get a DUI or go on a racist rant. Those guys are all around, so you really shouldn't dare go to every club in town if you flop your underwear. Seems that every single time a star decides to shave their head or ram their car into a tree, they're on TMZ. If they catch you peeing in the bushes later on that night, well, I guarantee you're on TMZ. Every single celebrity knows they're gonna be there on TMZ.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are here at Insert Coin. Make some noise if you guys have been here before.
Woo!
Oh, this place
is awesome. My first time here, everybody. It's fantastic.
So treat Spaz terribly.
Yes.
No, I'm probably going to get really hammered, but later. Later, not during the show, as we all know.
Are you going to dent your eye again?
Oh, man. I'll probably need a babysitter after tonight.
Nice.
Well, once again.
Who's
awesome.
Taking you home?
I'm taking me home. I'll just sober up.
You know what? That's a question you never ask yourself, Rebecca.
Yeah, whoever takes Rebecca home.
I can sleep in the parking lot.
That's right.
But once again, we have a lot of great things going on here. We have Sailor Jerry coming on in. If you guys are just joining us for the Rockin' Comedy Show, we are here at Insert Coins in downtown Las Vegas.
That's right. Down in the Fremont Street Art District. They've really done a lot down here.
Yeah, honestly, I haven't been in here down here in such a long time. They're really revamping everything, and this is just one of the many things down here that you can see that's honestly different than anywhere on the Strip.
And one of the cool things that Rebecca likes the best is the table and bottle service area where you get to go and play console games and get fucked up.
And you check it out. You check your games out at the bar. So if there's a game you want, just go to the bar, talk to your bartender. I don't know what the process is, but you can get it at the bar. But the only thing that would make this place better is if they have roller skates, because this is like the perfect place.
It would make it better for you, but the last thing I need to see is Jay on a pair of roller skates.
I want to see Jay in a pair of jeggings on roller skates.
No, we've done past either. That bet. Anyway, it is Insert Coins. We're having a lot of fun. Diaz Mackey, if he makes it in time, is going to come in here and do some comedy.
That's fantastic. And we have Ian, the head bartender here. He's going to be whipping you up some crazy, crazy shot. It's called the Fatality.
It's probably as scary as his hair.
Yes, maybe.
So it could be insane. I love this big video screen behind us that it keeps repeating the menu screen of Kill Bill.
That is fantastic. I'm sure the people on radio would love it.
I think they should have, like, you know, Pac-Man.
It looks great for radio.
But I like this, where they just have this strip of the Japanimation down here.
Yes, once again, the people on radio love that stuff.
They love it.
And look, there's our host, Christopher Laporte. Come on up here.
No, Christopher,
he's busy. He's busy.
He's a busy man.
What did I miss? What did I miss when I was not here?
Well, you missed an incredible evening at Whiskey Dick's. That was a good time.
Oh, no.
Zombie prom.
The zombie prom.
Did anybody here go to zombie prom?
No, I have no idea what it is.
Yes, they
imagine
do.
What it is, the prom dresses and zombies.
You know, two of my favorite things, really.
Right, combined together.
Combined together. So you guys got dressed up for zombie prom.
Yeah, and we looked
I
amazing.
Really looked dead.
Oh, my God. I saw pictures. You sent me pictures of you.
Yes, I did.
I'll tell you, I wouldn't do you. Wouldn't do you dead.
Well, the thing is
you would if you were dead.
All the other girls, like, actually looked nice and put makeup on. I just looked like shit. I didn't wear girly makeup, so...
She looked like a train wreck.
I looked dead.
She loves getting into character, for God's sakes. Thank you, sir. Well, you know, we have... Oh, excellent. So we have some free...
Oh.
We have special giveaways all night long. Yeah. We have special giveaways all night long, but thank you.
Keep those away from Rebecca.
Yeah, keep those away from Rebecca.
Just dole them out to me.
Don't give Rebecca any free drink cards.
We'll just give her one at a time if she's been good.
If I've been good, what
I gotta say, at our last event that we did on Friday, she was very good at bringing up the ladies to take part in our all-female beer-chugging contest that we did.
You see, only class acts. Come on here on the Rock and Comedy Show. Female beer chugging. We love that.
Burping contest.
Disappointed. The girls weren't good burpers.
And I'm going to have to get a whole bunch of females to do the fatality shot with me. That would be fantastic.
Krista, are you going to be the first to try the fatality shot?
That'll be later on. Later on, you know, Ian's getting everything prepared.
So maybe you should just have
fatality.
One.
Fatality. Yeah. That's why they call it a fatality.
But once again, it's awesome being back here. I'm glad I missed zombie prom. What else happened?
You know,
I tried to do three ways with Seth and his wife and somebody else.
There was some pretty sexy texting going on that the next time Raymond and Seth are on, they're going to share what she sent.
You know,
shit.
That's what happens when I'm not here to babysit.
I don't remember that.
And now it's time for the Rocking Comedy Show News with your anchor, Rebecca Zimlick. From every corner of the globe, she brings you the news that matters. No story is too small. From guys plant mice at a pizza shop to woman steals crucifix after confession, she brings you the scoop like no one else can. Now, here's Rebecca with the news.
Well, you got a couple of funny news stories. What's going on?
I've got some really funny news stories coming up. Let's see what one of the first ones. I don't know how true this is, but on Fellowship of Mind.
It's all true.
But it says Washington Insider, Obama, member of Chicago Gay Men's Club. Yes. The Wayne Madison Report is a mainly subscription news site for $7 a month that claims to provide news from deep inside the Washington Beltway. Let's see.
Where do you get this stuff?
I get this on weirdnews.com or some crap. Anyways.
Hey, the gays love Obama, just to let you know.
That's how he won.
Subscribers learned that claims that Obama has been a longtime member of a gay man's club in Chicago, of which his chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, is also a member. member. I first saw this story 3 days ago on Rents.com in an article titled Madison is Vindicating Larry Sinclair. I don't even know who those people are. But anyways, there's a short article that said that he was a member of this club. So I'm wondering if he knew this was a gay club.
Or did he know he was a member of this club? That's the thing. Did he know he was a member of this club?
It's a private membership club.
I get signed up for clubs all the time, and they send me stuff all the time.
Well, you know what? Maybe he just wants to, you know, be a part of...
I signed up for a record club once. It was a great deal. 12 records for a penny.
So maybe he got 12 asses for free.
You know? Let it all hang out with the boys. Of course.
Well, it claims to be a clean, safe place to hang out, meet guys who share the same interests, socialize, make friends, watch porn.
That's the same ad that Rebecca has on her Craigslist thing to meet men.
My
place is a great place to hang out and watch porn.
Hey, man, my iPhone's a great place to sit out and hang out and watch porn.
Well, I think probably he's a member just to, you know, be a part of everybody's club, you know?
Right.
Well, you know, fantastic.
He probably goes to the Asian Chamber of Commerce meetings, too. Doesn't mean he's Asian.
I'm sure he's in plenty of groups.
So what else anyways,
do we have on the news?
Because that was a great story. Anyways, we've got...
It's like Obama's gay and he's a terrorist.
Oh, no. There's a woman accused of stashing a fur coat near her underwear. I don't know if you see this woman. She's
okay,
a very
I hate
large.
To break it to you. That wasn't a fur coat.
It was a beaver. Those might have been some mighty big knickers. Police in Bloomington, Minnesota say a shoplifter snatched a $6,500 fur coat and hid it between her legs in a pair of barely there underwear for 3 days while she was in jail. As an accomplice, caused a diversion.
Was she hot?
No, she's a very large, unattractive woman.
Well, good. Then she needs to be covered with something.
She's 270 pounds, and she pulled up her dress, revealing her in, but not the costly coat.
Like, some brothers find that hot.
But how the hell is she in jail and they didn't take the fur coat
like
from her
thick,
is what I want to know.
Thick and wide.
And when she had to go to court, she pulled the
I don't know what you're doing right now, but it's very disturbing.
That's right. 265 pounds of nothing but love.
And she said, the police said, I've seen plenty of
innovative approaches.
You couldn't
even handle somebody that was 265 pounds.
I'm like, don't eat me.
You're like 12 pounds.
Don't eat me.
And that's with shoes on.
And anyways, new innovative approaches for stealing very expensive fur coats. Next story we have is airport geese to be cooked up for the poor.
You know what?
I think it's a great idea. And what do they call it? Airstrike or bird strike? Instead of, you know, that happening, we can just round them up and feed them to the poor.
Why don't you just scrape up every kind of little roadkill, you know, put it into a stew, you know, give it to the poor, you know? Why geese now?
I don't know. It says New York City plans to capture pesky geese that threaten planes departing area airports and send them to Pennsylvania to be cooked for meals for the poor, city officials said. The plan is aimed at avoiding incidents like the forest of U.S. Airways, blah, 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 blah. Mass calls to clear the geese from the area were authorized after the NTSB positively identified the remains of Canada geese in the engine of an aircraft.
Hey, so, they're from Canada. They deserve to get
They deserve
cooked.
To die. And
they deserve
the
to
city's
going to
pay for
and
it.
Served on a platter.
Yeah, they're mean lately.
Yeah, those Canadian geese
they
are
turned,
mean.
They
and they're in New York? Sure. If they're on New York territory, eat them.
It says rather disposing of them in landfills. They want to make sure that the geese don't go to waste. I think this is a great idea. Soup kitchen.
I've never had good, you know, cooked goose before, you know, especially the Canadian ones.
And that's where you get pate.
Some
the poor could be eating pate now.
No. If it costs a lot more money, I got to be eating it too.
If the poor is eating pate, it's called dog food.
Poor. And one of my favorite websites is called Celebrity Bitchy. So does Suri Cruz have a $100,000 treehouse with electricity and shag carpeting?
Yes, she does.
Absolutely, she does.
You know what? That bitch isn't spoiled.
Not at all.
$100,000. I mean, that's definitely more than most of the houses in this area.
But she has a treehouse that much. She's not going to have very many friends. If they are, they're going to be very rich, and they'll have a treehouse just like that.
I want a treehouse. All we had was, like, cardboard boxes.
Honestly, after seeing Jay's house sometimes, I bet her treehouse is a lot better.
That's not nice.
Well, listen, we've got a lot of great stories coming up, but let's get back to some fun rock and comedy.
That's right. We'll be back with more of the show right after this.
not the average common two. He's different from everyone like you. He's everybody's brother and son. He's different from anyone. He's Crazy Jay. He's got something to say. Crazy Jay thought he'd play some tunes, and some of them are just like loons. Come on, Jay, people don't want to wait. Give them your Crazy Eight. Crazy Eight.
Yeah, here at Insert Coins, we are having fun with video game songs on our Crazy Eight Countdown today. Classic video game songs. And it took a while to put this list together, but I think everybody out there is going to appreciate it as much as you appreciate those retro type games. Coming in at number 8 is Buckner and Garcia and their song called Dig Dug.
Head out in the morning, going to the arcade. I fill my thermos with caffeine because I just got paid. Got some change to play some games, but I ain't no fool. Cause the games I'm gonna play are straight from the old school. I'm talking Centipede's just a big maze. Galaga's just a space chase. Pole Position's a car race. But these other games just don't thrill me. Mario's got Luigi and Pac-Man makes me dizzy. Oh, won't stop till they pop. They've got a blown up creatures up today. I'm a play, one quarter is all I'll pay. A dig dug, I'm a thug. Mountain Dew inside my mug. Namco, whoa, whoa, Namco, whoa, whoa. I won't stop till they pop, or I crush them with a rock. Don't hate, I inflate. Dobo think you're blown away. Dig dug is my drug. Gonna pump up those beard plugs. Namco, whoa, whoa, Namco, whoa, whoa. And so I'm playing this game till a quarter to four. Ain't gonna stop the puka kill until I beat the high score. And now the nerds are lining up, cause they hear I got game. That's cause I practice every night on my downloaded MAME. I'm talking about everybody wants a turn, but these nerds can't handle sick burn. Been playing since I was a sperm. Now I'm playing till they kick me out. Or the nerds just scream and pout. To the police they will shout. Popo shot him too. Won't stop till they pop. Gotta blow them creatures up today. I'm a play, one quarter is all I'll pay. A dig dug, I'm a thug. Mountain Dew inside my mug. Namco, whoa, whoa, oh. Namco, whoa, whoa, oh. I won't stop till they pop. Or I crush them with a rock. Don't hate, I inflate. Till most things get blown away. Dig dug is my drug. Gonna pump up those weird bugs.
Way underground, the music pounds when you're moving. When I hold still, I'll get them now. There is no sound till I move again.
Dig Dug
against Fygar, he's the dragon. The flames they singe almost got me. With my air pump, I'll pump him up. I'll pump him up.
Now the game don't end till round 256.
Won't stop till they pop. Gotta blow them creatures up today. I'm a play, one quarter is all I'll pay. A dig dug, I'm a thug. Mountain Dew inside my mug. Namco, whoa, whoa, oh. Namco, whoa, whoa, oh. I won't stop till they pop. Or I crush them with a rock. Don't hate, I inflate. Till those things get blown away.
Crazy J can't count to number 10. He gets intros done for free by some of his friends. This is anything but Sonic Heaven.
crazy eight countdown. This is number seven.
A game that I played earlier here at Insert Coins, coming in at number eight, that is Dig Dug. We are here at Insert Coins, an awesome place located downtown on Fremont Street, not too far away from the Korean Taco Plant. But we're counting down song number seven, also from Buckner and Garcia, also a game I played earlier before the show started. How about Do the Donkey Kong?
On the ground, climb up the ladder quickly and then spin yourself around. Open the umbrella up and answer the phone. You can do it with a partner, you can do it all alone. Scale up the wall, just how high can you go? You surely break her heart if it gets too slow. Pound up on your chest and take an elevator ride. You can get up at the top and then you look from side to side. Come on, come on, come on, come on, do the Donkey Kong. And then raise your hands up high. There's a fire down below and you don't wanna catch your side. Hide behind each other and don't even make a sound. You're in trouble now, took the elevator down. Jump over all the barrels and let out a little scream. Duck underneath the pie cause it's a coconut cream. You pick the hammer up and then you put the fire out. Now we think you know what Donkey Kong is all about.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on and do the Donkey Kong.
Hey, Jace, where are we off to?
We're off to a place that's perfect for both of us, Mike.
Oh, yeah? Where's that?
Whiskey Dicks.
Oh, hell no.
No, seriously, Whiskey Dicks. They've got great food, awesome drinks, live entertainment.
What about karaoke?
Oh, they've got that, too. Plus, they've got the screen so we can watch the best big games in town.
My God, you're right. This place looks pretty amazing.
Amazing? This place is freaking awesome. You should have your man card revoked, Doria. Come check out Whiskey Dicks. It's one of the hottest hot spots in Las Vegas. Come check it out. It's located on 2750 East Craig Road. We'll see you there.
Attention race fans, are you ready for the experience of a lifetime? Come down and experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. Sunday. Located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the strip, Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheeled rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime! And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get three races for $25. How much? I said $25. Oh, my God! Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. You gotta be there!
Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing opens Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.fastlaplv.com or www.rockingcomedyshow.com for more detail.
It's Crazy Jay.
What a dumb thing to do.
I feel like I'm getting dumber by the minute.
Mom, am I dumb?
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are here. Insert coin. Make some noise, everybody.
Yeah.
Woo! We're going to have some real fun right now because one of our favorite comedians from Comics Under the Influence that performs every Thursday at the Black Door Lounge is here in the house.
Who's here?
Diaz Mackey,
come on.
Yeah, right down here, on. Guys, so we can...
I always see your pictures on Facebook.
This is the gentleman that really wanted to date your mom but couldn't make it to the show.
She only likes black guys with puppets.
He got a puppet.
I got a puppet.
He's got a puppet.
Got one of those for sure.
But we're gonna give you guys a taste of just how funny Diaz Mackey really is. Take it away, buddy.
This is a pleasure being here. This is a little bit different. I'm like performing in front of like you three people. Everybody else is playing old school video games. This is a cool place. This is a place where nerds and like the cool people could come and like meet together and be on the same level. Like the undercover nerds, remember that? Because I was like an undercover nerd when I was a kid, you know what I mean? Like, I watched little DuckTales and stupid shit like that, but I played sports, you know what I mean? And played my little video games. This is a place where you can play video games and get some pussy. This is pretty cool right here. This is nice right here. Right, yeah, this is like a nerve dream cave. Like,
oh, my God.
Play some video games, do some coke, and be up all night. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, it is the best of both worlds. You're right. If your girl likes video games, and you can get her drunk at the same time and play video games,
this is his set.
That's fantastic.
No, he's good.
It's good, baby.
We can work like that, because this is like only where half the people are paying attention. I like the little interaction. It shows I can work on my feet, but he's absolutely right. You know what I mean? Because...
That's my favorite birthday present ever.
Stalls are pretty big, too.
This is a place where you need to be on ecstasy, too. You know what I mean? This is a drug player's cave right here. Like, ecstasy, some coke, some weed. You know what I'm talking about, bro. Usually black people don't talk about doing coke. But let's be honest. Let's bring that shit back. Let's do a couple lines real quick. Let's get crazy, ma'am. You know what I'm saying? It's funny, though, because, like, when you do coke with women, women can do it all night with no repercussions. You know what I mean? Like, you guys can just do it all night. Guys, we have a time limit. If we do it too much, all of a sudden our dicks don't work. By the end of the night, when we are trying to fuck you, we're trying to force fuck you. And I'm not talking about rape. I'm trying to stick a limp dick in there where you're like, oh, shit, I can't get it to work. Your dick's like, I've had too much coke. And your brain's like, I can only eat so much pussy before I get a lisp. That's how I got my lisp. My lisp was after an hour and a half of eating pussy. If you want to eat pussy, though, and tell me if I'm wrong, ma'am, guys, if you want to do it, you don't do it lazy, just stick your tongue in there. You want to spread the lips apart and suck on a clit like a little baby dick. Mwah, mwah, mwah. You can even make that noise like Roger from American Dad. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Do that shit the whole time. She'll love it, I'm telling you. At the end of the night, though, I just, the funny thing about coke is I was just recently out in El Paso, Texas. Well, I can't say recently. It was in February. And I could tell that it was cold out there. It was -7 degrees. I could tell that was the first time it had snowed out there in quite some time because I saw some locals trying to sniff the snow. And I was like, wait a minute, Jorge, you can't sniff that. You'll get brain freeze. I was like, wait a minute, you don't want to sniff that yellow shit because that's not pure, baby. That right there is not the good shit at all. I like smoking weed, though. That's my honestly my drug of choice because I think that smoking weed is a lot better than getting drunk because weed smokers don't do stupid shit like beat up their girlfriends over a Facebook argument, right? You know what I mean? Or we don't get in a drunk driving car accidents because we drive too slow as pot smokers. The entire time we're on the freeway, like, why is everybody driving so fast? Then we start thinking to ourselves, oh, shit, I better slow down. That might be the cops. We're like, oh, fuck, that's just a cab. I almost blew my high. I've actually got to a blinking yellow light and stopped and got mad at the light because I waited for it to turn green. Like, this is the longest light ever. That's why I tend to think that smoking weed and getting older have a lot of similarities to it, right? Like, you ever smoke a bowl or hit a blunt and walk into another room and completely forget why you've walked in there? The entire time, you're like, what in the hell was I just doing? Oh, I was making a bacon sandwich because bacon's delicious. Why in the hell am I in the bathroom? And the funny thing about a bathroom, and maybe you've noticed this, sir, maybe you've noticed this, insert coins, you ever notice that you can take a piss without taking a shit, but you can't take a shit without taking a piss? Right? I figured it out, really. And you'll go home and try and be like, oh, shit, that nigga was right. Because when you come down to it, it's really just mathematics. You can get one without two, but you can't get two without one, you know? I learned that in college, algebra. I'm getting older, too, and I can tell I'm getting older because, like, I hate technology these days. Like, the whole bathroom experience, for example. Like, when you go in the bathroom, you got to wave your hands to get soap. You got to wave your hands to get water. You got to wave your hands to get paper towel. Even taking a shit, like, you got to put that little paper on the toilet. Don't you hate when you get ready to sit down and that motherfucker already gets sucked up by the water and you play that whole little game? Like, wait a minute. And then when you're taking shit and you get up, the shit's already gone. That pisses me off because I'm like, wait a minute. I just spent 3 to 5 minutes creating a little bundle of joy. I wanted to see if it looked like daddy. You know? I wanted to see if there was still corn in my shit. And the funny thing about corn is no matter how good you chew that shit up, it's still whole when it's in your shit. Have you ever noticed that? Whatever's in corn has the secret of a Power Ranger or Voltron. Whatever's in there should be in relationships, I swear to God. Corn is awesome. Another invention that's awesome is duct tape. I believe duct tape is awesome because you've never seen a commercial for it, yet every person in here has some in their drawer. That's how awesome duct tape is. And you can use duct tape for anything. You can use duct tape to fix a car. You can use duct tape to rape a bitch. I would go raping a chick if I were you. In fact, that's what we should go do. We should go to a strip club and rape a hooker or fuck a midget if we can. It's hard to fuck midgets because first you got to catch them. And that can be difficult without a rainbow or a net. If you ever get a chance to fuck a midget, I suggest you do it doggy style because you don't want to do it upright because the little T-Rex sounds will tickle you and that can throw off your rhythm and that's a bad decision. Another bad decision as well is trying to do a 69 with it because that's more like a 67, man, and she had to kick you in the face the entire time. That's a bad decision. Like I said, though, if you couldn't tell, I do have a list. This isn't a gay thing. This is actually a handicap. It's kind of cool, though, when women think you're gay for a little bit, because fellas know when women think you're gay, you can get away with stuff. You can get away with calling y'all bitches and squeezing on y'all titties like, hey, bitch. Ooh, those some soft titties, bitch. If a guy thinks you're gay, you got to let him know real quick, I like pussy. And if there's any homosexuals in here, I don't want to offend you guys, because honestly, you have a higher pain tolerance than I do. Right? Anybody can take it up to Duke's shoe, God bless you. I'm over 30 now, and I've almost had to take a shit and think about it. Like, I need to drink some water, some Pedialyte first, Chris. That's where I'm getting in my life. I make a lot of bad decisions, though, what I was talking about earlier. I just recently was able to go back home to Detroit. That's where I'm originally from. Anybody here from Detroit? By round of applause. We got any Detroiters, Midwesterners in the house? Well, Detroit is so fucked up, I was able to go back home, and I bought a house off the dollar menu. That's how fucked up Detroit is right now. And I got change back, and I thought to myself instantly, now this is change that I can believe in, this right here. But when I was out there, I flew Southwest. And every time I fly Southwest, I can't help but think I'm flying coach on Soul Plane. You know? I was sitting there, and I had three white kids sitting behind me, and two of them were kicking the back of my seat the entire flight going, Usher, Usher, Usher. That's when I realized the girls are smarter than boys, because the little girl was like, why in the hell will Usher be flying Southwest? That's Chris Tucker. Yeah, ha-ha is right, because I turned around and smacked the shit out and was like, Rick James, bitch. I can't stand kids. I just found out I had two yesterday. I was like, damn you, Facebook. Gotta deny these friend requests. Facebook is the devil. That's how Osama bin Laden got caught. Somebody tagged him on a Facebook check-in.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I say check with friends first. That's how dangerous Facebook is. I hate Facebook because Facebook is running relationships, too. Actually, technology itself. Because couples that know, or if you ever had a girlfriend, anybody over 30, remember back in the day when you can get into a fight with your spouse and one of you guys get upset and leave and that fight was, like, technically over or at least on a timeout? Not anymore, because now you walk around and you start getting fucking text messages. Where the fuck you think you're going? You're not going to answer your phone? You're just going to send me the voicemail? And then everybody got smartphones now, so you start getting these Facebook notifications. This motherfucker right here just decided he was going to walk out on me and not answer his phone. Oh, his bags is packed. To the left, update. All her girlfriends, like. Insert coins, you guys have been a great artist. You can catch me every Thursday over at the Black Door at CUI.
Woo!
Give it up for Diaz Mackey, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming by, man.
Can we catch you on Facebook?
Yes, sir, Diaz Mackey.
Diaz Mackey, where are you on Twitter?
At Diaz
Mackey, if you can spell.
He keeps it simple for you, Rebecca.
Love it.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Let's bring up our gracious host for having us here.
Yeah, we need to bring Chris LaPorte. Where is that guy? Oh, right there.
There he is, man, the man of the hour.
Or you can come back here.
Well, we can come back here and hang out with us.
I'm
cool
sure
folks.
He doesn't need your permission to stand wherever he wants.
Everybody needs my...
Give it up, guys, for Christopher LaPorte. Without this man, we wouldn't have Insert Coins, so make some noise for this guy. This was his vision, his dream.
Owner of Insert Coins, put your hands together for Chris LaPorte!
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Man!
Why, there we... And there we were. Excellent.
Look at the man. He's getting
so
ready.
There we were.
What's up, guys?
We want to thank you very much for having us over here at Insert Coins. This is honestly... He is drinking Arrogant Bastard Ale.
That's good shit.
Doesn't taste that good, actually.
Well, then good why name. Are you drinking?
Good name.
It's a good name. Well,
marketing.
That's why you drink it.
But you are what you drink? Is that what you're saying, Chris?
No.
So this is our first time, actually. Well, my first time being at your establishment. I mean, this is your brainchild. This is
you were there from day one, bro.
I was there from day one when you first started doing this.
Conceptual stage.
And it can see, right,
conception.
And to see it to come to fruition, it is badass.
It's pretty cool.
Didn't think it was gonna happen.
And you had all your problems in the beginning. You had you know funding here and there coming in and out. But honestly, it couldn't be more successful from what you've been telling me.
Except for tonight, where is everybody?
They're coming, I think.
They're coming. It's still early. It's Vegas. Nothing.
I've been here. I've seen
that.
I've seen that line out the door and around the corner. You're not fooling me, buddy.
I'm just greedy.
It's taking me 2 hours to get in here sometimes.
I need a dollar. Dollar. Dollar is all I need.
So, I mean, is word of mouth spreading? Is it mostly the local clientele? You get a lot of both.
Well, it's all locals. I mean, we're really getting a lot of word out, you know, just from basically making friends over here with these guys who are coming 2-3 times a week.
Two or three times a week to play video games and drink.
You're starting to know their name, is that what you're saying? You're starting to know their name, is that what you're saying?
I know everybody's name in here. Bro, honey.
Dude.
Sweetheart. Partner.
Yo.
Yo.
Hey, dude. Yo,
love you.
Babe.
But you do different things here during the week to keep them here, not just to play games. You have a Michael Jackson thing coming up to celebrate the anniversary of his death. That's next Saturday?
Yes. Actually, this Saturday.
No, this Saturday, the 25th.
This Saturday.
It's already been a year?
2 years.
Has it already been 2 years? God, it feels like it just happened yesterday.
Still don't miss him.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, damn it.
But a lot of people do.
Don't get me wrong. I love Michael, but 2 years? I felt like he just died yesterday. I see way too much of him still.
It's for living in Vegas.
No, right. But I mean, this whole thing is just...
We're trying to do everything here. We're trying to get very creative. First of all, we're on Fremont East, and we wanted to try to let the rest of Las Vegas know that Fremont East is popping, it's happening. You know, we're not just going to be a bar that's just a bar to serve drinks. We'll have, you know, a b-boy group rocking over here. We'll have fucking acoustic guitar going in a minute.
Right.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm not good with rock and roll instruments. That's the running joke here. But yeah, whether it's music, whether it's video games, whether it's video game tournaments, whether it's
you have tournaments here?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure all the geeks come out here in full drove.
Oh, they come
entourage.
Out here and they win and then they leave.
They win and they leave.
Drink some water.
They can't, they can't hinder their game.
No, they can't.
They can't hinder the game. That's gay.
It's not a game of chance.
That's
it's a game of
gay.
Skill.
You know, you get them in here when you're doing the shots with the shock girls in here. Then have them do a comp. That's a competition.
That's
I would
when
see.
You drink the fatality.
Yeah, they drink the fatality, then they play, then they win. You know, I'd love to see those guys hammered and play and see who wins that way.
I think the fatality was just named after Rebecca, honestly.
Fatality.
Because no matter what she drinks, she becomes a fatality.
Well, somebody dies that night, I'll tell you that.
Or in 11 to 15 years.
What?
What? HIV joke. Not funny.
Not a comedian.
No, but this is, I mean, but yeah, you have all kinds of different things going on here. You have all different, like I said, I just met the band R&R. They're going to be here.
Ridiculous. Those guys are the shit.
Those yeah, guys, they're amazing.
Guys, grand opening day. No permit. City said no, Chris. Can't have the streets closed. Put a fucking extension cord outside, and my man, they just jammed. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. We're actually going to get R&R up here a little bit after. After the next break, we're going to bring R&R
up here. Everyone needs to know about those guys.
Yeah, and that's what we try to do here at the Rockin' Comedy Show. Get the word out to everyone. That's what we do.
Yeah, and this is definitely the place to come and hang if you're a local.
Wait,
you
want to
play some
There's
games?
More.
Are you a gamer? Do you like whip everybody's ass?
Hell
video
yeah,
games?
He's a gamer.
I do.
I mean, but does he like enter the competitions and be like, don't let the owner step in here and whip your ass? He'll make you look foolish.
He's the owner. He just has to have the, he just has to give him the fear that he's
like,
that good.
Just press that button that they die automatically. That'd be great.
Yes, I am a hardcore nerd.
Hardcore nerd. Well, you don't look like a hardcore nerd.
Closet geek, I think Brother Man was saying before.
Well,
yeah, closet geek. Yeah, I think we all are, though. Honestly.
The way this is going now, where do you see yourself? I mean, you see yourself opening up another one with the success of this one going well?
I want to see at least three more of these by the end of the year. What? Three more by the end of the year.
Three well, more
that'd
by
be
the
awesome,
end of the year.
Dude.
Man, it's, once again, we're happy to be here. We're happy
and
to
I
see
you. I want to have you here again.
Yeah, well, we could get here as much as we can. I mean,
yeah,
I'll come out here on my...
We got lots of ideas to have fun out here.
I know you guys don't see me out all that often at your, Jay
but
goes out to see his events. So now, but now I'm like, you know what? This place speaks to my soul.
We found his inner geek, ladies
Safe
and
fun.
Gentlemen.
Yeah. No strippers.
No strippers, but
no
they're
drugs.
Right down the road,
yeah.
You know?
Glitter Gulch. Yeah. Fine establishment.
Yes, it is awesome.
So once again, you've been listening to Chris Laporte, the owner of Insert Coins.
Thank you, guys.
And real quick, go ahead and give the address for people listening.
We're at 512 Fremont Street, Las Vegas, Nevada. Phone number 702-477-2525.
Insert Coins is the website.
Insert Coins, L as in Larry, V as in Victor.com.
Nice.
InsertCoinsLV.com. But man, go check it out. If you are ever in Vegas, please come out. Find Chris Laporte. And you know what? You won't go wrong, man. You won't go wrong. This place is awesome.
You can also visit rockincomedyshow.com, and we have a link directly to them right there on the main page. This place is awesome. We got more coming up. We'll be back right after this.
Identity. Don't keep your business unprotected.
Do you drive a Magnum or a smart car? Practice safe advertising. Wrap it up.
Identity.
We have vehicle wraps starting as low as $4.99.
Say my name.
Identity. We have the hottest graphic designers standing by. Call us at 361-0032.
Hey, Mike, don't you think 12 inches is kind of big?
Dude, it's huge, but I can handle it. I've done it before.
When?
Last week. Twice.
Wow, and how did you feel afterward?
Well, I was pretty full, not gonna lie.
So, has this become a weekly thing with you?
Well, I'm not trying to set a record or anything. I mean, come on, don't you think anything more than 12 inches is just ridiculous for one person?
Well, I guess I'll watch you today and see how it goes. But I think I'm going to try the meatloaf.
Yep, got to go with that 12-inch pizza again. Although, the Big Dick's Burger does look good, too.
Wow, I've never been so gay for a 12-inch pizza in my life. Go check out Whiskey Dick's, located on 2750 East Craig Road. See you there.
Hey, this is Crazy J from the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I'm here with...
It's Mark Curry, and this is real deal stuff coming from the basement.
Are you getting ready to try some Zip Fizz over there?
Mm-hmm. Zip Fizz makes me feel like a man. Every time I come on the Rockin' Comedy Show, I have a Zip Fizz, and I fly home. Yeah. Well, it's good.
It's good, right?
The fizz is good.
Yeah, keep you up for your show tonight.
Yeah, gives you 4 to 6 hours of energy right there. So check out ZipFizz.com for where it's sold.
Hi, this is Dr. Demento, and I'm proud to bring you the world's greatest disc jockey, Crazy J.
And we are here at Insert Coins, and let's get another one from Weird Al. I'm in the mood for a polka!
Can't read my, can't read my, no he can't read a my polka face.
She's got to love nobody.
Can't read my, can't read my, no he can't read a my polka face.
She's got to love nobody.
Pa 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 polka face, pa pa polka face. Pa 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 polka face, pa pa polka face.
Hey!
Womanizer, woman, womanizer, you're a womanizer. Oh, womanizer, oh, you're a womanizer, baby. You are, you are. Womanizer, womanizer, womanizer.
Womanizer.
Boy, don't try to front, I know just what you are. Boy, don't try to front, I know just what you are. You say I'm crazy, I've got your crazy. You're nothing but a womanizer. You spin my head right round, right round. When you go down, when you go down, down.
You spin my head right round,
right round. When you go down, when you go down. Day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night.
Day and night.
The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. It's a quarter after one. I'm a little drunk and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you now. And I was like, baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. I thought you'd always be mine. So what? I'm still a rock star. I've got my rock moves, and I don't need you. And guess what? I'm having more fun. And now that we're done, I'm gonna show you tonight. I'm alright, I'm just fine. And you're a tool. So what? I am a rock star. I've got my rock moves, and I don't want you tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it.
I hope my boyfriend don't mind it.
It felt so wrong, it felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it. I liked it. And I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep. Cause everything is never as it seems. Blame it on the goose, got you feeling loose. Blame it on the throne, got you in the zone. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the vodka, blame it on the Henny. Blame it on the blue cat, got you feeling dizzy. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Shouties like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod stuck on replay. Stuck on replay. Stuck on replay. 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 A a a a. Baby, are you down, 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 down? Baby, are you down? I'm only gonna break, break your, break your heart. I'm only gonna break your, break your heart. I'm only gonna break your, break your heart. I'm only gonna break your heart. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'm a fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the polka don't stop. Yodel ole, yodel ole.
Polka face, pa pa polka face.
Pa 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 polka face, pa pa polka face.
Oh no, you can't read my pa pa polka face. Talk about my polka face. Pa 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 polka face.
All right. right. Insert coins. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are back. We are doing a live taping of our show that you can catch every Thursday at rockincomedyshow.com. And I'm here to tell you we're going to liven up the party because the fatality shots are ready to go.
The fatality shots are ready to go. That's yeah, we're going to get those out in a little bit. That's right. These shots are normally $15, but for a limited time, we're doing the fatality shot, special. The fatality shot special, which I think they're going to get.
That's because we're here and we rock.
Tell us what's in that.
Oh, it's like five different alcohols. I'll get you the info and the details on that. Six different shots on that. I'll get that those details for you in a second. But before we do that, we have another
special
guest.
Can you rewind and say that again?
We'll get you those shots and those details in just a second.
Yeah, good.
So right now we have
some special guests
coming on right now.
They're just still coming in. It's amazing.
That's what this place is all about. All the way till like God knows 2-3 in the morning. Is that what we do here?
I guess.
But right now we have special guests.
These guys are amazing.
These guys are amazing. Yes. I mean, I haven't yet seen them, but from what I hear...
I've seen them several times.
They're amazing. They played the Las Vegas Weekly Music Issue Party, so you know they're good.
Yeah, you know they're good. They've opened up for everybody under the sun. Snoop Dogg,
and we weren't paid
LL,
to say that.
You know?
And they've got a girl. Is she a bassist or a guitarist? She's, oh.
A female
she's
bassist.
Hot,
that's
and
wicked.
She can play.
Well, let's
wicked.
Bring them up.
But we have Ronaldo and Zach from R&R. They're a live hip-hop act, live hip-hop group. They get out there, then they've been in Vegas for a long time. Come on in, guys.
But they're
come
not just in. Hip-hop. They play a lot of soul and funk.
That's my kind of music. That's my kind of music. But now we have you are Zach and you're Ronaldo. Tell us a little bit about your act.
We formed in 2007. It's a mixture of hip-hop, funk, soul. We play around town a lot. Try to make it out to L.A. as much as we can. We try to play different music that you don't hear on the radio because we want to create timeless music and not something that, you know, is just a flyer. You know what I mean?
It's not something that's on the radio today. That's great. I mean, there are like 12 members of your band. That's like an entourage. You bring your own entourage of people. You know, I mean, that's a huge band and that's a big sound. And so, I mean, what's the mission now? I mean, you've opened for everybody, Snoop, this, that, and the other, just to keep on gigging. I mean, you guys write your own stuff at this point, or do you get out there and do a little bit of everything? Do some covers to get people roped in? Do some freestyling? What is it all about?
We do all original music, but if we have a longer set, then we might throw in a cover, but never on the lyrics, though. Maybe on the music, you know, just to get people, you know, catch their ear, but we never, ever cover hip-hop songs. I think that is really corny. I would never, ever rap somebody else's lyrics. I'm a drummer, but, I mean, if I were an MC, I think that would be kind of corny. That's just me. So
corn balls.
Very much. So we're going to play this spot, Insert Coins, July 4th. Very excited about it. I've been talking to Chris since he opened the spot, so definitely.
I mean, you guys helped open up this place.
Yeah, you were here for grand opening.
Right outside on the street, that's awesome. That's die hard. Was your whole band out there playing on the street?
The whole band.
All 12 of y'all out there just wrecking it on the street.
Trying to.
That's awesome. And, you know, and you were explaining that it's a little bit of everything. It's a little bit of funk. It's a little bit of hip hop, and you said you were singing timeless music, that you guys, and it's original.
It's definitely original. You know, it's music that people can connect with. You know, like we were saying earlier, you don't hear it on the radio, you don't hear it in the mainstream, and for good reason at that. I mean, I don't think it necessarily should be associated with mainstream music, especially what's played with right now.
Mainstream music is crap
on radio.
Anyways.
Yeah, people are brainwashed these days.
Yeah,
but
they're programmed to listen to whatever's on the radio.
Exactly.
Not
exactly.
Knowing that, that's why that's serious.
They're just
going
to listen to whatever is put in front
serious.
Of them.
Serious.
When you go to your show, I feel that everybody in the audience is participating because there's so many of you,
yeah.
There's so many characters. I mean, I feel like you guys are the new millennium parliament.
Dude, George Clinton just passed too, man. That's
there's
up.
Not a single person really? At their gigs either that just stand around. They're all dancing and having a good time.
Yeah, we kind of pride ourselves in trying to do gigs like, we love playing for hip-hop crowds, but we love playing for crowds that you would not think us to play for, because that's like a mission to us. Like, we're trying to, you know, attack a crowd that we know does not like hip-hop. And we're going to make you like it by the time you leave. That's always the mission. So
that's awesome, yeah. Man. That's a hell of a mission to have out there.
I think you're more funky than anything.
Oh, well, thank you. But yeah, you can't deny like the music at the end of the day. So whether or not you don't like a certain type of music, hip hop, funk, soul, reggae, rock, jazz, whatever, if it makes you feel good, that's all that matters. So
yeah, anything that keeps groove. So where July 4th is on the docket. We have that over here at Intercoins. You're going to be here.
July 4th will be here. We'll be at the Vegas Streets Festival. July 11th. We're doing July 9th, I'm sorry. And we're doing, we're playing the Whiskey A Go Go in LA on the 17th. We're playing, trying to do our own charity show, which is confirmed, but right now we're looking for sponsors if anybody's listening. July 30th at House of Blues, all the proceeds go to the American Heart Association. We usually do that every year where we just, you know, bring a bunch of hip hop acts together that are all local, pick a charity and do it, you know, it's a win-win situation for everybody. So
yeah, speaking of charities, we actually have one that we're doing on the 16th as well. So yeah, I'd love to have you guys out of ours too, because we have once again, just to get out there and create that community. We're actually putting one all over on Jay, you tell them about it.
We're doing a celebrity charity go-kart race down at Fast Lap, and we're raising money for the Clark County Schools so they won't get rid of the music programs. Basically, people are going to come buy a race at Fast Lap. Half the proceeds are going to the school, and you get to race with some local Las Vegas celebrities like Anthony Cools and that sort of stuff. And it's going on all day. We're going to have bands. And
from
and
3 to 5, you get your car washed while you're in there racing. The middle school kids are...
Yeah.
Our bass player is actually a music teacher. That's what she went to school for. So
nice.
I know she would definitely be game for that. And what day is that?
It's going to be the 17th of July. It's on a Saturday.
Saturday. I'm off Saturday. We will definitely try to... Wait. We might be in L.A.
Yeah, we're in L.A.
Hey, well, you know, later on, hey, it's a pleasure meeting you guys. Definitely. I wish you the best of luck. We'd love to have you on. And honestly, get an album out there. And well, next time you come on the show, we'll get you... I'm sure we can't fit 12 people in the audience, but if we can get you out here live... And show these people what this is all about. R&R is all about.
What does R&R stand for?
It stands for Rhyme and Rhythm. And just shameless plug right quick, our music is on iTunes. It's under Rhyme and Rhythm. You can also check us out on the web for all of our shows, rnr702.com. Once again, it's rnr702.com. You can find all the links to Twitter and everything.
Nice.
That's R, the letter N. R702.com. And real quick, shout out to my homegirl, Peanut Butter Cookies, PPCActivity.com.
Why is she called Peanut Butter Cookies?
Have you ever seen her?
No.
As soon as you see her, you'll know exactly why she's called Peanut Butter Cookies.
Nice.
Nice. Guys, thank you very much for coming on. We wish you the best of luck.
And we're going to take a break when we come back. Jeremiah Suter's in the house. He's going to perform for us. And we've got some fatality shots we're going to be giving out. And we've got some free drinks that we're going to give out. And we'll tell you all about it when we come back.
Got to sing. Just looking for some musical kicks. Here's Crazy J with number 6.
Before I use my hyperspace distorter,
All I wanna do is play my video games.
Play my
video games. 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 Video games.
And that's what Insert Coins is all about. Video games coming in at number 6 on our countdown by the tunes. Let's move down to number 5 on our Crazy 8 countdown, all about video games. Here is Uncle Vic and Space Invaders.
Well, there it is in the corner of the bar. I tried to run, but I didn't get far. Those weird little men, I'll blow them away. I'd sell my mom for a chance to play.
His brain is cut. He's hooked, he's hooked. His brain is cut.
They start off slow, but it don't play clean. It's tricky and low, it's a mean machine. There's lots of them and one of you. When the walls are gone, they'll get to you.
He's hooked, he's hooked. His brain is cut. He's hooked, he's hooked. His brain is cut.
All the time. An hour of this will blow your mind. Gotta get them before they get you. And you'll be broke before you're through.
He's hooked, he's hooked, his brain is cooked. He's hooked, he's hooked, his brain is cooked.
As the gang looks over your shoulder in awe, they don't believe what they just saw. You slid to the left and slid to the right. You're the Space Invaders king tonight.
He's hooked, he's hooked, his brain is cut. He's hooked, he's hooked, his brain is cut.
Space Invaders. Space Invaders. Space Invaders. Space Invaders.
A feeling of power comes over your hand. Row by row, you're in command. There's one last devil moving real fast. One single shot got him at last.
Space Invader.
Space Invaders. Oh, wow, really cosmic, man.
attention race fans. Are you ready for the experience of a lifetime? Come down and experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. Sunday. Located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the strip, Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheeled rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime! And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get three races for $25. How much? I said $25. Oh, my God! Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. You gotta be there!
Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing opens Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.fastlaplv.com or www.rockingcomedyshow.com for more.
Hey, Jace, where are we off to?
We're off to a place that's perfect for both of us, Mike.
Oh, yeah? Where's that?
Whiskey Dicks.
Oh, hell no.
No, seriously, Whiskey Dicks. They've got great food, awesome drinks, live entertainment.
What about karaoke?
Oh, they've got that, too. Plus, they've got the screen so we can watch the best big games in town.
My God, you're right. This place looks pretty amazing.
Amazing? This place is freaking awesome. You should have your man card revoked, Doria. Come check out Whiskey Dicks. It's one of the hottest hot spots in Las Vegas. Come check it out. It's located on 2750 East Craig Road. We'll see you there.
I'm crazy. No, wait. He's crazy. I'm whimsical. I'm whimsical Will. He's Crazy Jay. I've lost my mind. But hey, I'm listening to the Crazy Jay Show.
Oh, I had sex with Pac-Man. It happened yesterday. Oh, I had sex with Pac-Man. Now he won't go away. He gobbles me, I gobble him. We're gobbling all day. Oh, I had sex with Pac-Man. Hey, it started with a corner, but quickly fizzled out. I see him in my dreams at night, scuttling about. I know this love will never die. His spongy face, his hungry eye, the points mount up. It gets me high, having sex with Pac-Man. Ghosts all around him, his life is dangerous. Blue dots are abounding, they always follow us. My Pac-Man, he's a rambling around, he eats his way from up to down. Oh, I had sex with Pac-Man, the word is out in town. Yes, I had sex with Pac-Man when no one else was here. He came out of his Pac-Man game and nibbled on my ear. He calls me after work at night, he can't leave me alone. Yes, I had sex with Pac-Man here in the Twilight Zone. Oh, I had sex with Pac-Man, but now I'm feeling sick. I just found out that he's in love with Weird Al Yankovic. My happy heart has been destroyed. I'll soon have sex with asteroids. So I had sex with Pac-Man. Eat them up, yum.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Crazy Jay with you. We're here at Insert Coin, and we're having a good time. Fatality shots are available at the bar. But we're going to be giving away a couple of drinks here and there, so be looking for Rebecca as she comes around. And
you're looking for me where?
Around. We're going to try. We need to get some people up here. We need to give them away some free
drinks.
Absolutely.
Free. Who wants to win a free drink? I know these two ladies over here want to.
Ladies?
Okay. We're
free drink?
An awesome contest.
I need to hear the cheesiest pickup line ever.
That a guy's ever given you.
Come on up here.
All right, I'm going to go out.
And if it's good, we'll all vote. If it's good, we'll give you a free drink. Come on, don't be shy. It's radio. They can't see you. You got to say it on air. Say your name.
Okay.
You could just give your first name if you
want. How much does a polar bear weigh?
How much?
Enough to break the ice.
Oh, nice. Come on, guys. Did you hear that? We'll say it one more time. How much does a polar bear weigh?
Enough to
break the ice. That's pretty good. You know what? I'm going to give it to you anyway. I liked it.
What is this?
Take that to the bar. Get a free drink. See how easy it is? Free drink, just like that. Guys, if you have a cheesy line that you use on ladies all the time, come on up. We want to know what it is. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. Jeremiah Suter is in the house. That's this gentleman here. Stand up, Jeremiah. Yeah, make some noise, guys. We're here having a good time. We're drinking.
Cheesy line that I've used.
Okay, well, let me hear your cheesy line, Jeremiah.
My cheesy line is, nice shoes, wanna fuck?
How stupid. Get the guitar. That's all you're good for. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. Make sure you visit us online, rockincomedyshow.com. That's R-O-C-K-I-N-G, comedyshow.com. There you can find our information, how you can find us on Twitter and Facebook, and all the events that we are doing around town. We are having a good time here at Insert Coins. Coming up at 10 o'clock, we're going to continue the party with Sailor Jerry. They're going to be here with some promotional stuff. And coming up about 9:30, the Lipstick Killers are going to rock this place. And if you don't know who they are, you're about to learn who they are. They are absolutely amazing, and we're going to have a lot of fun with them. We still got some more stuff happening, and we're going to take a break and continue with some more music, and we'll be back after this.
Have a library card, but do you mind if I check you out? I like your skeletal structure, baby. You're an ectomorph, no doubt. Your face is real symmetrical, and your nostrils are so nice. I wish that I was cross-eyed, girl, so I could see you twice. Girl, you smell like Fritos. That's why I'm giving you this hungry stare. You're so hot, you're gonna melt the elastic in my underwear. I'll bet you're magically delicious, like a bowl of Lucky Charms. You look like Venus to Milo. If I just cut off your arms, what I'm trying to say is I wanna be your lover, baby. I need somebody to love. You know I just wanna be your lover, baby. Now I need somebody to love. Side, or should I walk by again? My love for you's like diarrhea. I just can't hold it in. Stop, drop, and roll now. Cause baby, you're on fire. I bet your outfit makes a lot of noise in the dryer. You're absolutely perfect. Don't speak now, you might spoil it. Your eyes are even bluer than the water in my toilet. Say, has anyone ever told you you've got Yugoslavian hands? No, of course not, that would be stupid. Just forget I ever brought it up. The point I'm trying to make is I wanna be your lover, baby. I need somebody to love. You know I just wanna be your lover, baby. Now I need somebody to love. Your Krakatoa, let my lava flow all over you. I wanna be your anaconda and your heat-seeking missile too. I wanna be your beef burrito, am I making this perfectly clear? I wanna be your love torpedo, are you picking up the subtle innuendo here? I'm not being forward, but do you mind if I chew on your butt? You can tell me truthfully, am I a scheming hunk of love now or what? There just aren't enough holes in smooth to describe how smooth I am. Maybe you've seen my picture, it's in the dictionary under kablam.
My lips are registered weapons. Can I invade your personal space? You must have fallen from heaven. That would explain how you messed up your face. Well, how'd you get through security? 'Cause baby, you're the bomb. I'd like to take you home right now so you can meet my mom, because I wanna be your lover, baby. I need somebody to love. You know I just wanna be your lover, baby. Now I need somebody to love.
Girl, you must be Jamaican, because Jamaican me crazy. Girl, you must be Jamaican, because Jamaican me crazy.
I wanna be your lover, baby. I need somebody to love. Now I just wanna be your lover, baby. Now I need somebody to love. I wanna be your lover, baby. I need somebody to love. Now I just wanna be your lover, baby. Now I need somebody to love. I wanna be your lover, baby. I need somebody to love.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're back. Rebecca, who do we have?
Okay. This is Kim, and she's got a pretty cheesy pickup line. Kim, tell us your pickup line.
Is your dad a thief? Because he must have stole the stars and put them in your eyes.
Oh. Classic. I think classic.
What do you think? It's free drink?
I think
she's the only girl that came up, well, besides our friend.
Yeah, she deserves it.
Look, she already left. She got her drink. She's like, I'm out.
Left. Thank you, Kim, so much.
Kim, here you go. That's
awesome. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming in, sir. Coins.
There's got to be a guy out there that's...
Okay, I'm going to find one.
...that has used the cheesiest line ever.
I just got tested. And guess what? I only have... something that can be cured with a pill in one day. Awesome.
I know you. It's going to take more than a day. Anyway, it's a rock and comedy show, and we got a lot going on here at Insert Coin, and we'll be back.
This song into your face. All the little girls say, Jay, give us more. Instead, he's only gonna give us number four. Come on, Jay, don't snore. Number four.
Go.
one step at a time. The way that he moves has no reason or rhyme. The diving turtles have fooled him again. I guess for old Froggy, it's a sink or swim.
Go, Froggy, go.
You gotta keep on hopping till you get to the top.
Go, Froggy, go.
Gotta keep on hopping, you can never stop. Go, go, Froggy, go. He takes one step at a time. The way that he moves has no reason or rhyme. He rides on the logs all the way to the top and into his cage with one final hop.
Go, Froggy, go.
You gotta keep on hopping till you get to the top.
Go, Froggy, go.
Gotta keep on hopping, you can never stop. Go, go, Froggy, go. Magic twanger, Froggy.
Go, Froggy, go.
You gotta keep on hopping till you get to the top.
Go, Froggy, go.
Gotta keep on hopping, you can never stop. Go, go, Froggy, go.
Go, Froggy, go.
You gotta keep on hopping till you get to the top.
Go, Froggy, go.
You gotta keep on hopping, you can never stop. Go, Froggy.
Go, Froggy, go.
You gotta keep on hopping till you get to the top.
Go, Froggy, go.
You gotta keep on hopping.
Go, Froggy, go. Buckner and Garcia once again on our countdown, our Crazy 8 countdown, taking a look at classic video games. That is Frogger's Lament. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Let's continue with the countdown. Here's number 3.
If I had a radio, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd tune in Crazy J and play for me and you. Crazy about the Crazy J. I'm crazy about the Crazy J. Gonna buy me a radio and tune in Crazy J. He's gonna play us number 3. I'm gonna buy me a radio and cruise along with number 3. Gonna buy me a radio and cruise along with number 3.
One, two, three, four, one, two. Go!
Keep on
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Spaz, we gotta liven this place up a little bit. I mean, there's video games in here. It seems like they're having a pretty good time.
What would you like me to do?
We gotta get them going. We gotta give them away some free drinks.
I think you should show them some of your amazing skills. No, I don't want you to do the whatever that is you do, but if you could just do a little wiki-wiki. I love the wiki-wiki-wiki.
We can't do it right now.
Not happy. But we got,
it's not right now.
But we got to get the crowd pumped. I mean, we got Lipstick Killers coming. Jeremiah Suter's about ready to come up here and rock out. And they're not making enough noise. We need to give away a drink. Something
I
mean,
yes.
Awesome.
And does anybody want a free drink?
Look at that. Look at that.
Of course she does.
Look at that. Okay.
Come on up here. Look at that girl. She comes in at the right moment, and she needs a free drink. Look. So, I mean, you know what? I'll do a shot with her.
Okay,
I'll do a shot with her.
Listen to this. She's got to tell us the cheesiest pickup line she's ever heard.
All right. Well, miss. Miss, what's your name? Come over here.
Purple dress girl.
Come on. You want us a free drink. You got to earn it.
Purple dress girl. Come on over here real quick.
You didn't wear that cute dress to not be the center of attention. Come on up.
Yeah, you did not wear that cute dress not to be the center of attention. What's your name?
Alicia.
Alicia.
And where are you from, Alicia?
Alicia, you know, we're going to have to do a shot. But for you to get your free shot.
Where is she from?
Where are you from?
PA.
PA.
Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania.
Very good, Rebecca.
Yeah. Wow, you're good at this game. You're really good at the blonde hair. You guys have a lot in common. No, but excellent. Pennsylvania, PA. You know, what brings you here to Las Vegas?
Vacation.
Woo-hoo. Nice.
Vacation.
Yeah.
And you come in here to insert coins. What a coincidence.
How did you find this place? Because this place is awesome.
How did you find this place? No, we'll get to that later. But, you know, first I want to see this girl take a nice shot. But what does she have to do to...
She has to tell us the cheesiest pickup line a guy's ever used on her in a bar or wherever.
Oh, the cheesiest pickup line that a guy...
You might have missed the one that we heard earlier.
What was the one you...
How much does a polar bear weigh?
How much does a polar bear weigh?
Enough to break the ice. Right, see?
And then the other one was your dad a thief? Because he must have stole the stars and put them in your eyes.
Or Jeremiah Suter here, his was... I don't even want to repeat it. It was stupid.
I like it. It's like
something about
my favorite one is
something like those are pretty nice shoes. Want to fuck? Come on, Jeremy.
You ever have sex in a Porsche? You know?
That's great. I said that one earlier.
That was great. So your favorite cheesiest pickup line that you've ever had,
and did it work?
I had a guy check behind me once and said he was looking for wings.
Oh. Did it work?
Wow.
Did it work?
That's a goodie.
I mean, really, did he get a number out of that one? I mean, because that takes balls of steel. I'd be like, excuse me, miss. But do you have wings?
Nice.
Oh, wow. I mean, I better get something for that.
Right.
So how did he fare? Was that impressive to you, or was it like, you're kidding me? Really?
Pretty sure he was about 11 years old.
11 years
11
old.
Year, how old
He's
were you?
Starting
how
early.
Old were you? How old are you?
I don't know,
25. 25?
Dare you to ask a girl how old she is.
Man,
if he was 11,
even 11-year-olds are getting laid more than I am?
I didn't ask how old she was now. I said, how old was she then? We don't know what
11-year-olds getting more action than I do at these days. Yeah. It's pretty upsetting. It's pretty upsetting
what's that
at
about?
This point.
I think she gets a drink.
I think you get
I
a drink, too.
I think she gets a drink.
All right. Andy?
So, do you know what your free shot is called? A fatality.
Fatality. We need to get a fatality for you. That Mr. Ian...
And you're going
to
do one with her.
Am I going to do one with her?
You said you were.
Why, yes.
You know what,
I am
going to
do a fatality shot nice girl.
Spaz, I'll do one, too. That's why they call me Crazy J.
I'm going to be the voice of reason, and I'm going to stick with my Lord Tabs and Bud Light.
All right. God. We'll be right back after I get the shot.
Actually, while you're setting up the shot, I would like to bring up a very special guest. Come on. This is somebody that has hit us up on Facebook, and I've actually gone to their establishment. They are a great little mobile place in town. called Vegas Cheesesteak.
Ooh.
They are fantastic. Hello.
Hello.
Your name?
Lindsay.
Hello, Lindsay.
Hello, Lindsay.
Welcome to Insert Coin, and of course, not your first time here.
It is not. We happen to love this place.
This is an amazing place. And this is the four of them that run Vegas Cheesesteak.
Oh.
And you are mobile at the moment, but your goal in life is to open up, and you are doing this.
We are at the Outpost Bar on Rainbow on July 1st.
Rainbow and what's across the street?
Lake Mead.
Rainbow Lake Mead. Awesome.
And these guys have awesome food. And so you can't prove me wrong, they brought some for us.
Oh, my God.
We did. We brought a six-pack.
Now, Woo! You guys have actually been in business
since 2006.
And what was the idea? Because you guys... I know if you say a mobile diner, people think of it as a Roach Coach. And we don't want people to think it's Roach Coach because it's way better than that.
It is so way better than that.
And it's not just cheesesteak.
Food trucks are the hottest thing.
It is not a food truck.
And it's not just cheesesteak.
We're totally a mobile diner.
Oh, wow.
So I'll actually hand it away to Brandy so she can explain how she came up with the Vegas cheesesteak.
Awesome. Yeah, they don't just do cheesesteak. They do all kinds of food. So this place is
awesome.
Awesome. And this is Brandy coming on up. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
And this was your concept, your baby.
Yep, this is my baby, one of six that I have.
Wow, six?
Well, this is the sixth. I have five babies personally, but this is my sixth baby.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Now this concept is you go to different places. Now, how do you get to set up? Do you have to have permits, or you just show up and say, I'm going to cook here today?
It kind of depends on the place. We set up at a lot of local bars outside of their bars, which we don't have to have a permit for that. We set up for a lot of soccer events, football events, our kids play and things like that. So we set up for different things, like to donate back to the community and stay, you know, kind of local with everything. We're actually the mobile diner. We are a fully enclosed kitchen. We have a flat grill, a prep top refrigerator, a stand-up refrigerator, stand-up freezer, fryers, oven, stove. We pull behind a F-350. It's a 20-foot trailer, so we are...
So people
basically
can actually come in. People can come in and sit down?
No, we have actually a picnic table that we set up in the back of our F-350. We put the picnic table back there, so we bring that out at the events that we go to. So you're more than welcome to sit down and enjoy yourself.
And you are very young to be so successful, both of you. I'm very impressed.
They are. They're going to be setting up in front of Fast Lab for our event.
Oh, great!
So people can come out there and try their.
I know.
I'm not going to spill it. I'm not you.
I'll get you one, too.
No, I don't need one.
Anyway, so you guys don't have a physical address until you move into the bar. So how do people find out where you are right now? You just
Right now we do, like, social networking. We do Twitter. We do Facebook, things like that. A lot of word of mouth.
What is your Twitter handle?
Lindsay actually handles all that.
Vegas Cheesesteaks, and that's no funky with cheesesteaks with a Z. And your Facebook page?
Same thing.
Awesome. Check them out.
And they are awesome. And guys, if you have any questions for them, check them out. I love these guys. I asked them to come down here today because...
they're hot. You guys should definitely go to the diner.
They advertised on Facebook one day. They just said, hey, come down and, you know, we're going to be here today. I was like, what an interesting concept. Went down there, got a cheesesteak.
Hot and chicks and hot
awesome.
Cheesesteaks.
Oh, yeah.
What a good combination.
So, guys, stick around, party. For coming out, we're gonna take care of you. How many are there? There's four of you?
Yep.
Go have a drink at the bar on
Thank
the Rockin'
Comedy
Show.
Thank you so much for coming
show.
Down. I can't so wait to try your
And enjoy the entertainment that's coming. Lipstick
and we
killers.
Are Vegas cheesesteaks. We do it different than Philly does it.
Oh,
so,
tell us how
yes.
you do different.
Yeah, how do you
well,
do
Well, that's a little bit of a secret. That's why it's my baby. So you'll have to try it. Tell me what you think of it.
We will.
I love it already.
All righty.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be back right after this.
1,000 business cards. That's right. 1,000 business cards for $1.
For how much?
$1. 1,000 business cards for $1.
Where's that at?
Identity, branding, graphic design, web design, flyers, posters, photography, vehicle wraps, banners, and more.
Located in Las Vegas.
Call us at 361-0032.
Located near 215 and South Rainbow, near the Best Buy Shopping Center.
Don't forget to call us. 361-0032.
Attention race fans, are you ready for the experience of a lifetime? Come down and experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Code Racing. Sunday. located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the Strip. Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheeled rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime! And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get three races for $25. How much? I said $25. Oh, my God! Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. You gotta be there!
Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing opens Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.fastlaplv.com or www.rockingcomedyshow.com for more details.
Hey, this is Crazy J from the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I'm here with...
This is Mark Curry, and this is real deal stuff coming from the basement.
Are you getting ready to try some Zip Fizz over there?
Mm-hmm. Zip Fizz makes me feel like a man. Every time I come on the Rockin' Comedy Show, I have a Zip Fizz, and I fly home. Yeah. Well, it's good.
That's good, right?
The fizz is good.
Yeah, keep you up for your show tonight.
Yeah, gives you 4 to 6 hours of energy right there. So check out ZipFizz.com for where it's sold.
Hi, I'm Andrea Robinson.
And I'm Trevor Jones.
And we are
Robinson Jones.
And you're listening to
the Rockin' Comedy Show.com.
And they're about to do a shot here on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
You have to wait until it starts going there.
Okay. Can I start now? Because I want
to
say my favorite toast.
Okay.
All right.
So we're here with our winner so far.
Yes. Alicia, it was. Pennsylvania.
Did we ever find out what was in the fatality?
No, but I'll figure out six different alcohols.
It doesn't matter. It smells awesome.
All right.
It smells like
smells fantastic.
It does smell great.
Here's
and
my
Rebecca,
favorite toast.
Lead us on the toast.
All right. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Pussy's not pizza, so don't eat the crust.
All right. Oh. On the count of three, we'll do it together. One, two, three.
All right. Chug, chug. Ooh, one fatality down.
Wow, that was delicious.
Thank you so much, Alicia. You're a gem.
But
Hope you're having fun in Vegas.
Right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, no stranger to our show. He's been in the studio a couple times. He's shown up to a couple of other live events that we've done. He plays all over town at the Brass Lounge down here, Fremont Street. When he's bored, you can catch him dancing at Glitter Gulch.
Thank God they remodeled that place.
Yeah. But we're talking about our good friend Jeremiah Suter. You have not met Jeremiah since you've been on the show, Rebecca.
He's adorable.
Him and
I'll take two.
Him and Spaz can do this amazing rendition of Melissa by the Allman Brothers. And
sweet Melissa.
It may happen. It may not. You never know.
The rendition of Melissa.
But
we're gonna get Jeremiah plugged in real quick, and then we'll be right back.
Yeah, we'll be back. With more of the show right after this.
Do I see Rhonda and Zach?
Sega.
You can play my Sega if you really beg. You can play my Sega till I turn it off. You can play Afterburner or Splatterhouse. Toe Jam and Earl and Batman and Mickey Mouse. Then if you say please, I will plug in my Sega CDs. And then you can play my Sega if you really beg. Play my Sega till I turn it off. I just discovered something in Sonic 2. To get a million lives, here's what you do. Stand on your head and press button A and C while you tap button B 27 times and then half as much again. And do the hokey pokey and walk like an Egyptian. Don't talk about Nintendo or Mario. I won't play TurboGrafx or Neo Geo. They don't play the best games by far like that Phantasy Star. So now you can play my Sega if you really beg. You can play my Sega. It's time to turn it off. You can play Terminator 2 and Alien 3 or Hunt for Carmen Sandiego on Smash TV. And when you want more, I'll run down to the video store to get more games for my Sega. You don't have to beg. More games for my Sega. I'd better turn it off. My CD-ROM is spinning round, so is my head. After I hit the highest score, I'll go to bed. Then I'll dream of hedgehogs, new levels, Tasmanian devils. I'll still be playing Sega. Listen to me, Vega. I can't stop playing Sega. Someone turn me off!
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are here at Insert Coins. We're having a good time. People out there drinking some insanity shots. Remember, they are $5, so get them.
Fatality.
What did I say?
Insanity.
Fatality, sorry. Anyway, they're $5. Go get them while you can. Things are happening. We got Lipstick Killers setting up, but right now we have Jeremiah Suter in the house. He's a good friend of the show.
Thank you.
And right now he's going to sing a little stuff for you. You got some new stuff for us.
Yeah, I got a couple original songs here I want to do for you guys. I went back a little bit more to my southern roots, so hope you guys would enjoy that.
Come on, man.
I was a little boy, mom and dad listening to the radio, trying to sing the words to every song. Family tradition, got to sing about a rodeo. Those are the memories that I see. When I look back at me, I got a guitar strapped to me, and I'm strapped for cash, but I sing every single word with all I have. Long way I may never make it to the top. I'll keep a good song in my heart. I'll keep a good song in my heart.
Perform at the Brass Lounge right down the way, right?
That's right, right now.
So you see how places gets, this place gets insanely crazy.
Yeah, I can actually, I play out on the patio and I can look down on this venue and man, Insert Coins is busy as hell all day long on Fridays when I'm playing. So it's always good to see some locals coming out and doing some things for Vegas here.
It's amazing. But hey, thanks for being here tonight. It's freaking awesome. We love having you out at our special events and things like that. And we're getting ready for the Lipstick Killers. Have you seen these guys?
Yeah.
They're going to blow you away, man.
Yeah, I heard good things about the keyboard player, too.
But let's get you to do one more and then, send you on your way.
Absolutely.
Sounds rude, right? But let's do it, man.
You know, we'll do a little cover song since that's part of my show and everything. We'll do a little Marshall Tuckman cover here for all you guys. This is a song called Can't You See?
Thank you.
Y'all.
Oh, so you've been listening to Jeremiah Suter. Where are you performing again?
I'm performing at the Brass Lounge every Friday throughout the summer, and then I'm actually going to be playing at Meatheads this Saturday the 25th. I'll be playing for about a half hour up there, too.
Excellent. What's your website?
My website, you can find me at reverbnation.com/JeremiahDSuter. And I'm there.
D-S-U-T-E-R.
S-U-T-E-R. That's right. One T makes Suter.
Excellent. But thanks a lot so much for coming out here, hanging out with us on the Rockin' Comedy Show. We love you, brother. And we'll be right back, hopefully with Lipstick Killers, with their interview coming up. Thanks a lot.
Come on, Jay, don't be blue. They won't incend thee, not the blues. Give a number two. Come on now with number two. You know just what to do. Give them now your number two.
Three, two.
Down at the mall is the one who's got it all. The answer to my prayers, just two doors down from Sears. I was surprised, 'cause they mostly hire guys. She's the girl at the video game store. She's smart, and she's sweet, and she knows all of the cheats. Her thumbs are lightning fast, at Tekken she'll beat your ass. She was nice to me, she helped me buy my Wii. She's the girl, she's the girl, she's the girl at the video game store. I was alone, playing by myself. Oh, the night was so long, there must be something else. Then she gave me her code, now she's on my friend list. Oh, my heart, I hope this joy.
You should really get the membership card. It's only $15 and it comes with a free magazine subscription.
I totally want that. She was nice to me. She's my final fantasy. She's the girl. She's the girl at the video game.
Oh,
Jerry Grip here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're at Insert Coins, and we're counting down the top 8 songs about video games. And nothing hotter than a girl working at a video game store or here at Insert Coins. Number 2, the girl at the video game store, which takes us down to the number 1 song of the week.
Jay, let's have some fun. A little insanity has just begun. We've been waiting all the way from number 8. Come on, Jay, don't hesitate. We're only one. We only want to have some fun. Come on, Jay, give us number 1. Number 1. Number 1. Woo, number 1. Give us number 1.
Out of my mind.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are here at Insert Coins and getting close to the end of our evening here. But we're going to hang out and party. But I want to give it up for Jeremiah Suter for being here today. Make some noise for Jeremiah. Yay! Make some noise for Jeremiah like we're here at a live event. You guys aren't dead. Give it up for Christopher Laporte, who, of course, this is his vision and created Insert Coin. So make some noise for him. And we're going to be partying throughout the night with, you know, great promotions from Sailor Jerry and all kinds of stuff. And we're going to rock the night out with some live DJ. But we're going to kick the night off with the Lipstick Killers. Make some noise if you know of the Lipstick Killers.
Woo! We know this is why you guys came down here beside us.
I know there's more people in here that know of the Lipstick Killers. Let's make some noise. Right here at the Rockin' Comedy Show, we're going to wrap things up with the Lipstick Killers. But we have a couple members right here. Let's grab them real quick. We're wrapping up the show. I told you that. You're busy eating a Vegas cheesesteak.
I know. They hypnotized me.
We can interview them. They're not ready to play, but we can find out a little bit about them. They've never been on the show, but I know they rock. For right now, the guy in the hat.
Good. You're the one who does the talking?
He's the lead singer. He's the one that does the talking. Well, you got to take the mic.
I got one.
Got to love the live events. Anyway, it's the Rockin' Comedy Show. And
That transition was seamless.
If you would have been paying attention to me, and I'm standing right now.
No one ever pays attention to you.
Well,
that's why. I know their cheesesteaks. They're fantastic.
So tell me your names right now. You guys
got me all
leaders
twisted.
Of the brainchild of the Lipstick Killers putting it together. And what are your names?
Manny.
Felix.
Manny and Felix. I mean, how long have you been doing this for? I mean, you guys look like brothers, for God's sakes. You know? I mean, you're related?
2 years now.
You've been doing it for 2 years. So you've been in... So, I mean, is that the mission of this? Can you explain to me what kind of... Yeah, it's kind of a local scene for you guys. So, thank you very much. But, so tell me, what is this about? What is it about you? I mean, you've been doing the scene for 2 years now. I mean, what's the goal here? I mean, is it just a gig and jam and put out
hopefully
your music?
Hopefully
to travel one day. It's not all it's cracked up to be. It's not all it's cracked up to be.
Indie rock music.
Indie rock, I mean, but that's cool. You guys hit the L.A. scene. You hit any other of the indie festivals that go on? There's a microphone here. You can talk into it. I mean, you're a singer. You should know how to do this.
He's a singer, actually. Okay. I play guitar.
Good, but you can look good. Just mimic what he does on stage. It's called a microphone. If you can hear your voice coming out the speaker, then they can hear you on the radio. Fantastic. But 2 years ago, this is your brainchild. I mean, what got this started? You're just like, hey, dude, you know, let's start a band. You know,
basically, I run a smoke shop, and I was looking for painters inside my smoke shop. And then this guy comes up painting, asking to paint my shop. So I'm like, oh, you want to paint my shop? That's cool, man. Let's do it. And then meanwhile...
I mean, you went from paint my shop to, hey, let's start a band.
This is where it's leading to, man. So he's painting. He's getting down, you know. So I pull out my acoustic, and I'm just jamming while he's painting. And he's like, oh, you play guitar? And he was like, I was like, yeah. He's like, I play drums. He's like, you want to jam? And usually I don't take people that serious. So I was like, don't know you, but okay, let's do it. So he comes the very next day with his drum set. I was like, damn, this motherfucker's serious. Oops, sorry.
It's all right, brother. That's awesome. I mean, this is a real good Cinderella story.
Yeah,
hopefully it'll end big.
I never really thought we would, like, go this far, you know what I'm saying? It was just me and him trying to have a good time and play.
I mean, it's a good thing you added the hot Asian chick, too, you know, because I hear so much about her. The Lipstick Killers are awesome, but
they
have this really smoking hot Asian chick who plays the piano.
No jokes, Paz. When we told people the Lipstick Killers were closing the night out, they're like, oh, that's the band with the really hot Asian
keyboard. That's the only thing
player.
That was stuck. It's like, you know, the band with the hot Asian chick. And she plays hot Asian chick that plays piano. You know? Fantastic.
Typical.
Like, she's good at math. But she's good at math. You know, but so at this point, where are you guys gigging? Where are you gigging in town?
Here
at Insert Coins, yes.
Anywhere we can, really, from the smallest bar to the House of Blues, whatever.
And I mean, is it all original?
Playing the House of Blues next month.
So you guys do—you guys are doing big venues like the House of Blues.
Yeah, we played Crown, opened up for Mickey Avalon, not like a month ago or something.
Yeah, that's awesome. Cool. That's
and also nice. Lips Like Morphine, they've opened for.
Yeah.
We've opened up for Mickey Avalon as well. That was one of our biggest gigs. That was over at the Crown Theater at Rio. So we've been doing pretty good as a local band, but we would like to take it to a step further now.
We'll how many people are in your band?
Three.
Only three?
Only three of us.
Yeah. That's right.
So it's three of us making all this noise for all of you out there that are going to listen to us tonight.
And then, where are you all from? You don't look like you're from Nevada.
Hey, what does that mean?
Nevada.
I mean, you all from here?
Yeah, I'm from Las Vegas. Been here my whole life.
You look like you've been here your whole life. Well, you do too.
We basically all grew up out here, but we're definitely not from here.
No one's really from here. I mean, really.
But hey, guys,
we got a Cuban, a Mexican, and a Korean.
Cuban, Mexican, and Korean. That's a good party right there.
But let's get them ready to go because we're gonna rock out.
We're gonna take a break and we'll get you guys all set up, and then we're gonna get Lipstick Killers we're gonna be jamming and rocking out the night.
There is no break. It is the end of our show, and we want to thank Insert Coins for having us out.
Thank you.
Visit us online. We'll be back. Christopher Laporte says we'll be back. I don't know if it's to clean or to come back and do something else, but that's it, guys. Thanks for listening. And
get your quarters out, everybody.
Get some quarters out and the drink specials and play some games. We'll be out there to party with you.